This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Welcome aboard. Big show for you today, tonight, whatever time you're watching, listening, on demand, live across the country. We are glad you're here. Kaylee McEnany, the actor named Taylor James, who's portraying Samson this weekend on theaters coast to coast, and Carol Markowitz in the Ladies' Lounge. It's going to be a huge show. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for those of you watching on Facebook Live. Thank you for those of you joining us by way of radio, and those of you that are joining us by way of Biz TV. We are grateful that you're here, as we are every single week. And we've got a lot to get to, friends. I don't know if you noticed, it was a pretty big news week, and it kind of ended on a significant note. First of all, we had, of course, the tragic school shooting. I'm going to spend some time tonight not just ranting against the obvious things that I think, you know, are easy for me to rant against every time. Because every time, it's so predictable, you can almost see this coming before it happens. Something happens, and immediately the same group of people in Congress every single time start saying, gun control, gun control, gun control. We need gun control. I think it starts before the hardware. I think you actually need to do something with the human heart. But so you can rather guess. I'm rather a pro-gun guy. But here's the thing. I think that there are compromises that we can make between the two camps that actually would move us towards solutions, particularly for the school shootings. And I'm publishing them. There's 7 specific steps I want to see every school immediately take. They could do this coast to coast. You could do it in every school district. All you got to do is allocate a little bit of money for the schools to spend to hire a couple of people. But for the most part, you have the ability to, within your own areas, begin these 7 things immediately that I think would almost guarantee you that we would be done with school shootings forever. So 7 of those things I'm going to get to a little bit later in the broadcast. Kaylee McEnany is going to be here. She, of course, is the RNC spokesperson, and I want her, as a Harvard-educated lawyer, to also respond to the big announcement this week that 13 Russians were indicted in Bob Mueller's ongoing investigation, special counsel, not anybody from Team Trump. In fact, the assistant attorney general went out of his way to say, no American, not any on the president's team, not any other American anywhere in the country did anything knowingly to advance the Russians' attempt to try to mess with our elections. And secondly, this is almost as important as the first, that the outcome of the election was not impacted in any way by their monkeying around. Now, should we let them continue to do it? Absolutely not. I'm going to argue very vociferously against that. But we'll get to Kaylee McEnany before we're done. A little bit later, Taylor James, I told you he's the man playing Samson. He's rather intimidating to look at, personally. I think when you are as rock hard as he is, it makes me feel, I don't know, like macaroni and cheese. But at the end of the day, he is starring in his first kind of lead role in this kind of biblical story, and it opens on screens coast to coast this weekend, and we'll talk to him about that. He also got to work with the Bionic Woman. Did you ever watch the Bionic Woman? Ivan, didn't watch the Bionic Woman? You were too young, right? You're a baby. The $6 million Man and Bionic Woman were gone. But if you had the hots for Lindsay Wagner, I'm just saying. And this man got to act with her. Anyway, yes, I did watch The Bionic Woman. And I have to admit, I had a bit of a childhood crush on the very attractive lady known as Lindsay Wagner. So we'll ask him about all those important things, you know, from the movie. But we're also going to talk with Carol Markowitz tonight, who, interestingly enough, she agreed to be on the show weeks ago, booked her several weeks out, but she happens to be of Russian descent. So I think she'll have some perspective and some opinion about the Russian investigation. And she's also taken on this issue with the Sports Illustrated, the Me Too stuff. We'll talk a little bit about that. And whatever else she wants to talk about. The school shooting, I'm sure, we'll deal with as well. The phone line's open, and we always get your phone calls, 888-340-3373. In fact, they are also, if you get us a voicemail, we hear every single one of those, and we're very excited about that. Also very excited to announce that we have a brand new opportunity as it relates to Christian Solidarity International. Now, you know that as we ended out the last year, we were hoping to free 48 slaves. We ended up freeing 99. So that was very exciting. Those 99 are now free. They were part of a 400 slave mass release that just concluded a week or so ago. And now there's another date that has not yet been set. It's probably going to take place in May, but we have an opportunity to get another 100 or so out. And so I've asked the guys if we could just get the phone number and everything set up again. And before we even have anything officially in place with CSI, I'm already on this. It's 888-342-1010, I think. There we go. We got the new graphic up. 888-342-1010. We are going to hopefully help set free an additional 100 slaves by sometime this spring. They don't always announce the date in advance because this is all very sensitive, and they've got an underground railroad that they're working with, and the sources and the placement. But they have identified at least 82 slaves that we could possibly get out this spring. And so, and identifying who the slaves are and where they're at is kind of the key, and then working within a time frame that is immediate. So if you remembered what we did and you wanted to help us, I'll tell you more about that as we go along. But 888-342-1010 is the number, and anything you can do to help us along those lines is always greatly appreciated. All right, it's a very busy edition of the show, and I'm very grateful that you're here. I am very ticked with the FBI. This school shooting that went down this week, we now know that there wasn't once but twice that the FBI were actually notified that this kid was a problem. And we not only know that people brought it to the FBI's attention, but we now know that the FBI themselves have confirmed that there was a voicemail that they got on their tip line. The very thing they set up to try to glean information in advance of attacks so that they can stop said attacks from happening, happened on January 5th. Somebody called the private tip line and said that, and this was a person very close to Cruz. That's the killer. That's the only way they described themselves, a person very close to the shooter. And they said on the voicemail, he has a desire to kill people. He's expressing erratic behavior. He is putting disturbing social media posts online, and there was a potential for him. This was the actual tip person leaving the tip said, "We believe there is a very high potential of him conducting a school shooting." And the FBI has all of this documented in their tip line information. The agency said it failed to pass on any of the information to its Miami field office, even though its own protocols say it should have been assessed as a potential threat to real life. That same young person, whose name I'm going to try not to use tonight, ended up killing 17 people at that Florida school this week, and injuring and putting some lives in jeopardy for another 14. Friends, it's just obscene that the FBI was going all in on the Russia collusion thing, spending every resource, going in every direction that they could, when months and months and 9 investigations had already occurred and there was nothing there. And one of the very explicit things you are there for, and one of the things that you have this tip line set up for, to prevent killing, you had all the information, all of it at your feet, and you did nothing with it. Don't preach me any more sermons, Evan McMullen and Mindy Finn and Jennifer Rubin and the disgrace at the Washington Post and all the other reporters that are on Twitter always dogging the president for saying something about the FBI. The FBI is partly responsible for the 17 people who died this week. Because whoever it was in the main office that was supposed to talk to the Miami office didn't pass on the information. Even though everything, according to their own assessment of the information, seemed to indicate that this was a kid that was just a ticking time bomb waiting to go off. It's pathetic and disgusting. And I don't think we should tolerate it. I don't know if it means Christopher Wray should step down. I certainly think that people that handled the information should be fired. There's some wrongdoing here, and there needs to be some rendering. There needs to be some accounting, some answering for actions that did not occur. All right, Kevin McCullough kind of fired up. It's Saturday. We're glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live. Do not go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of all the boys.
So glad that you're with us. Welcome aboard, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you to a brand new edition of Radio Night Live. We've got a lot to get to tonight. Yet to come on the big broadcast in hour number two, Taylor James. Who should not be confused with James Taylor. I don't know if Taylor sings, but when you Google him, you get a lot of James Taylor. This is Taylor James. He's the actor, and he is starring in his first lead role for Samson on the big screen all weekend long in theaters coast to coast. And it looks like a pretty stunning film in terms of the, I mean, he pushes the temple in on himself. Did I give the ending away? Am I not supposed to do that? Is that a spoiler alert? Should I not have? Samson dies at the end. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that?
No.
Oh. Well, I thought if people knew Samson, they knew that he died at the he gets pancaked. Anyway, so that's coming up in the second hour. And also, Carol Markowitz will join us from the New York Post. Got a lot to talk with her about because she is an American of Russian descent, and she has very strong feelings about Russians and their, monkeying around in our elections. But she's also got strong feelings about the school shooting, and I think also the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, which came out this week, which is supposed to be showing solidarity with the Me Too people. I question it when they take the approach that they have, but we get into all that coming up as well. And I'm excited to have my next guest. Kaylee McEnany is someone that has been with us many, many times at the Kevin McCullough microphone, and she has gone from an intern at the Huckabee Show to a lawyer at Harvard Law to now she's the spokesperson for the RNC, and when she is able to join us, she always comes in studio, but this time by phone. And Kaylee, you're in Florida. You're with the Morning Floridians. I am sorry that your state is going through what it's going through, but thank you for carving out time to be with us.
Hey, Kevin. Yeah, an absolutely heartbreaking time for our state. I'm happy to join you, but, man, this has been a tough week, not just for Florida, but for the nation. It's just every moment, you just didn't want to turn on your TV, didn't want to see that news. But as I was just discussing with my mom, you almost felt like you had to mourn with those parents and celebrate the life of those poor victims, the 17 individuals lost.
Yeah. In my opening monologue, I just gave my listeners seven practical steps that I think could be implemented immediately without impinging on the Second Amendment and addressing most of the complaints that the anti-gun crowd has complained about. It's going to be embodied in a column at townhall.com on Sunday. I want everybody to get a copy of that. But, Kaylee, I know that the president is being blamed. I know that the NRA is being blamed. I know the Republicans in general are being blamed. But I think unless we come up with a mindset in the nation that says we're going to pull together and seek a solution that actually does impact things, the political opportunism of the last couple of days has really made me rather sick to my stomach, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah, you and me both. You know, it's as if you're just heard those pre-crafted talking points come out in the immediate aftermath of the shooting, and it's frustrating. You know, it's blame the other party, it's blame the other side, instead of just sitting down and getting in a room, and Republicans sitting across from Democrats and looking at facts. What can work factually? What can we do now? Like you said, we learned an astonishing revelation just about 2 hours ago that the FBI was actually called by someone who knew this individual and said, hey, I know him. He's dangerous. He said he wanted to shoot people. He has guns. Do something about this. And the FBI has admitted to dropping the ball. So, you know, that's a really troubling thing. We need to figure out why we're missing these warning signs and, most of all, get in the room and talk to one another.
Yeah, I'll have more to say on that story before we're done today, too. Kaylee, let's go to the breaking story from today, which was the Department of Justice. The Deputy Attorney General who had empowered the special counsel came to the people and said today that they have made these indictments. What did we learn from the indictment, and what can we concretely take away from the conclusions that this indictment draws on the investigation as it stands?
This indictment completely unravels the Democrats' collusion theory. We knew that there was nothing there to begin with. Dianne Feinstein admitted it was all based on rumors in newspapers. Now we know that to be true, and here is why. First of all, the 13 folks that were Russians meddling in the election, none of them were Americans. There was no American complicit in the plot is what we learned. And we also learned that the Russians were also organizing against Bernie Sanders and also against President Trump in the aftermath of the election. So they clearly weren't advocating for any one candidate. They were just sowing discord, which is, by the way, what the Trump world has said all along. So confirmed by the Department of Justice today.
And in doing so, we've learned a couple of things. One, whatever they were doing, it had no impact on the outcome of the election. That was one of Deputy AG Rosenstein's observations. And number two, we're onto their game. So I think, Kaylee, what it demands now is we got to get a lot more active in interfering in kind of retaliation for what they're doing, disrupt their method of operation. And now we've got 13 people we can actually approach and say, show us how it's done.
Absolutely. We can approach them. They will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. There will be repercussions. So, yes, we can get to the bottom of this and we can make sure it doesn't happen again. And, you know, it's worth mentioning that there was a bill passed by Congress that leveled additional sanctions against Russia. President Trump signed that bill. So there have been measures taken, but we need to get serious about it and make sure it doesn't happen again. But importantly, we have to know Trump was not involved with this. His campaign was not involved.
Yeah.
This was Russia.
No American was.
No American. Exactly.
And you know that, and you were on Arguing with Jamu Green about this on Fox News early this afternoon, but, you know, and she was a Hillary activist, and she was very high up in the Hillary ranks. I mean, she had a lot of power. The interesting thing about this is the pro-Hillary forces are still trying to spin this, that she was the one that lost out on this, that Bernie Sanders benefited, that Donald Trump benefited, but she was the one that didn't benefit. The truth is, they were just trying to make a mess however possible.
Exactly. They were just trying to disrupt our election and engage in chaos, push chaos on our society. That's exactly what was happening. And, you know, what they've instead allowed to happen, Democrats have allowed to happen, is we've had 16 months since Trump was elected president, and Democrats have been putting forward this bogus theory of collusion and basically chained down this presidency for 16 months with these collusion allegations that were baseless. It was an attempt to thwart the will of the American people.
In doing so, Kaylee, there's a speculation that, you know, there's still stuff to deal with that's out there that obviously the special counsel has not concluded yet. But after all that has been done, do you see this lasting much longer? You're a lawyer.
I think the pressure's on Mueller to wrap this up, especially because he's found nothing with regards to the president personally.
All right. All right, Kaylee McEnany, thank you for taking time and hanging out with us at Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. There's a lot to yet get to on tonight's broadcast. We've got what I want to get into. I previewed it, but I want to get into the deeper meaning of the seven things that I believe can stop school shootings overnight. I think we can put an end to them almost immediately if there's a willingness for the school districts to be involved and to take the necessary steps. And I don't think they have to infringe on anybody's Second Amendment rights, and I think they address all the concerns that the anti-gun crowd has. So I'll unveil those seven things when we come back. Top of the next hour, Carol Markowitz, the Ladies Lounge tonight, got a lot to talk about with her. And then yet to come, Taylor James, the star of Samson, as it goes into the theaters tonight and across all this weekend across the country. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. Do not go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Glad to have you with us. Welcome to Saturday. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, and we're always thrilled to have you with us. Those of you that are joining us by Facebook, you know how special tonight's broadcast is. Isn't it cool how the sun stays out late and everything for us? And it's just such a different experience here. Those of you by way of television and radio, we're always glad to have you here as well. And thank you for joining us. It's a busy night. We've got a lot ahead. Carol Markowitz of the New York Post will be joining us. She's returning to the Ladies Lounge. I think Carol's been out of the lounge for like almost a year or something. It's been like a really long time since she's been with us on a Saturday night. And so she's going to join us. And then a little bit later on, the man who is starring in the big screen debut this weekend called Samson, Taylor James, the actor who plays him, will join us. And I think he's a Brit. He's got this really quippy accent. Anyway, so we'll chat with him a bit later as well. All right, so everybody knows about the school shooting this weekend. Everybody knows the toll that it took. Everybody knows now that the FBI missed not one warning but multiple, including one that called their tip line and said, "We think he's going to perform a school shooting," and they did nothing. So immediately the two sides went to their corners, right? So you had the pro-gun people, kind of my people, in one side saying, hey, don't punish us, those of us that are law-abiding gun owners, we didn't do this. And then you had the anti-gun people that are like, none of you guys care about us, we just keep dying and killing our kids, and none of you even care. So, and I'm, you know, I'm at Fox, I'm on the radio, every day I'm feeling this tension back and forth. My Twitter just absolutely exploded this week. For a couple of reasons. One, I pointed out this interesting statistic. In 2017, there are 300 million plus guns owned by Americans in 2017. The statistics that we have, 300 million plus guns in America. In 2017, 253 million cars owned by Americans. Okay? So there's 47 million fewer cars in America. There's 47 million more guns in America. In 2017, according to the statistics, 15,549 people died by a gun. In 2017, 40,100 people died by a car. Now, there's 47 million fewer cars, but there's more than double the amount of people that died because of a car. There's 15,000 plus people who died because of a gun, even though there's 300 million plus guns in America. Well, I don't think you're just going to be able to, like, take every, you know, 300 million guns away from people. I don't think that's going to happen. So I think that what we all have to do is sit around the table and start talking to one another and not at each other about how to stop these school shootings. And the older my kids get, and now two of the three youngest ones are on a school campus every day, I don't have the same kind of luxury of not having to, you know, really consider what me being a parent means in this equation, because my kids are now on school campuses. So I wanted to be helpful to the situation. I wanted to say, what can I do that contributes to the conversation? And I said, is there any way, without infringing on the Second Amendment rights of gun owners, that we can also stop school shootings in their track? And I started doing tons of research. And there are countries that have zero school shootings. The Nation of Israel had a terrible incident in the school 20 years ago, and they've eliminated all incidents from their schools for the last two decades. How'd they do that? Well, there's data out there. There's research that can be done. So I started piling through what I could. I've got a column coming out at midnight tonight on townhall.com. It'll be on townhall.com's homepage tomorrow. The seven things we can do immediately to end school shootings. It's seven simple things, and these can be done by any school district. Let me start plowing through these here. Number one, metal detectors at every entrance or in every school. So you have a controlled entrance going into a school in the morning where all the students have to go through one, two, or three places. It's the only place they can get in, and you make them pass through a metal detector every day. Now, the Sandy Hook school that was shot up had those, it's my understanding. The Douglas High School in Florida did not. This is a no-brainer to me. This doesn't take anybody's guns away. It doesn't, but it does immediately say, if you're trying to bring a gun into a school, you're going to be discovered and taken, and we're going to take it away from you immediately. Metal detectors at every school in America tomorrow. We could do that. We could put them in
a little bit of money. It's not. Is it worth the children's lives that it'll save? Absolutely. I've got six more we're going to get to when we come back. Seven things that will save our schools from school shootings in the future. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You want to get back in touch with me, 888-340-3373. You can also email me at kmcradio@gmail.com. You can go to everything on the website. The website will handle everything for you, thebingethinker.com. And we would welcome you to join us as we think through and talk about the issues of the day. So I'm working through these seven things that I'm convinced will end school shootings overnight. and not infringe on the Second Amendment for gun owners and address the concerns of the anti-gun people for much stricter safety on campus. Okay, so number one, metal detectors. We have them in government buildings, sports stadiums, airports, everything that you can think of, we use metal detectors at. That this school in Florida did not have them is a crime. Forget all of the other nonsense. That's a non-starter right there. My kid's not going to go to a school that doesn't have a locked door and doesn't have a metal detector. Like, that's silly. So I know some school districts have already adopted those. They need to. They need to adopt them in every school across the country. Number two. And are we doing a listicle, Nick, on the, do we have, because I want to make sure that people get these written down. Number one, metal detectors in every school. Number two, enforce everything. Enforce everything. There are already on the books more than 2,500 laws across the country that govern the use of guns. 2,500 laws that already seem to infringe upon the non-infringement promise of the Constitution for the individual to have and utilize a firearm. Those 2,500 laws, many of them with the legislation that people want to see come forward and say, because I can't tell you how many social media posts I saw this week. Nobody should be allowed to buy automatic weapons. Okay, hello, McFly. Nobody's allowed to buy automatic weapons. That's already banned in every state of the. There was no fully automatic weapon place that you can go to in the U.S. and buy them. So the enforcing what's out there would be a first step. The other thing is knowing what's out there, because the AR-15 is not an automatic weapon, and people seem to think that it is because of the way it looks. So that's just that. Number three, perform active shooter drills. Okay, this may sound weird, but 30% of our school districts in the United States still carry out earthquake drills. Earthquake drills. Now, we haven't had a kid die in an earthquake in, I don't know, 20, 30, 50 years in America. We barely have them. When we do have them, it's mostly in California. So draw your own conclusion. But you have these drills. Nobody has them. We actually do have, in recent history, since Columbine, school shootings. Kids need to be trained on how to react when the moment occurs. They need to know how to barricade. Instead of sequester and hide, they need to get behind a door, shove the teacher's desk up against that door, put all their desks up against the teacher's desk. They need to do everything they can to barricade, then attack, and survive. It's kind of like SEER school for the military. Survive, evade, survive, escape, rescue, evade. That's the thing that the military does. We need to teach kids to do the same thing. If a guy shoots his way in, he gets past the metal detectors, he gets past the guys at the metal detectors, we need to be able to throw desks at him. Kids in Douglas were sitting, was in closets, and they were under desks. That doesn't do anything. The door's open, he comes in. You want to barricade, you want to teach them to barricade, and then you want to teach them to attack. You want to teach them to beat the holy hell out of that kid, that guy, until he's not able to shoot anybody else. The only way that people will survive is if you take that person down. Okay, so number four, reinforce all your doors, windows, locks. Now, something happened in the Douglas High School shooting that was actually kind of telling. He wanted to shoot kids on the ground from the third floor windows, and he wasn't able to because he couldn't penetrate the glass. They had the double reinforced bulletproof glass. That's what we need to put in all the susceptible areas. So reinforce your glass, reinforce your doors, reinforce your locks. Do the heavy duty stuff. It's going to cost some time and labor, but these are not expensive fixes for every school if they will save kids' lives. Number five, recruit retired military and law enforcement. In every community, you have got people that are gun trained already. They've gone through certification with the military. They've gone through certification with law enforcement activities. Recruit those people. If they don't have a job, hire them. Take the bean counters out of Washington. We don't need people in Washington telling us how much sugar to put in cupcakes. Fire those people. The public employees I want to pay are the ones that are going to be there operating the metal detectors, armed with their own M16 every day. And as soon as they step up and see somebody that has a gun in their backpack, they whisk them off and say, come here, we got to have a talk. They take that thing away, they go arrest the kid, they do away with it. This is how the Israelis do it. They engage at the very moment that they suspect, they engage and they dismiss and take away anybody that's a problem. That's the other thing. We need to be going through every single thing that those kids are bringing through the metal detectors. Okay, so you've got retired military and law enforcement operating metal detectors, and here's what you can do. You can go through every backpack. It's not just guns. Somebody brings a knife, someone brings drugs, porn, other contraband that's unhealthy for the school environment. You take it all out, and you whisk them away. You say, not today, pal. You're not coming in today. And you make them check every single day. This begins to reinforce that there's nothing getting through here that shouldn't be in there. Second to last, arm all appropriate personnel. If there's a teacher, a coach, an administrator, a principal that wants to carry a gun and will get certified, according to your own state, New Jersey's different than New York, different than Florida, different than Texas, but they follow the rules and they have an allowance to get certified, let those people be armed. These are your backstops. If somebody does get through the metal detector and the retired military and the law enforcement at the door, and they get through the enforced locks and everything else, now you've got 3 to 4 persons on every floor that are equipped to take him down the minute that he tries to pull something. This is called deterrent after deterrent after deterrent. You present a continual chain of deterrents so that the person goes, there's no way I could even pull this off. And they say, it's not even worth the trouble. Lastly, number 7, publicize the consequence. I saw 2 signs floating around the internet this weekend. One of them said, no firearms allowed on this premises. And the other one had a cutout of someone shooting a rifle. And they said, if you come on this campus to harm kids, we will basically attack you with a strong force. Which sign do you think you should have hanging up? Tell them that if they attempt to attack anything, that they're going to meet their maker. Publicize that any attack carried out will be met with heavy, deadly force. And when you do that, friends, when we adopt these 7 things, we will stop school shootings overnight. That's my prediction. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Times Square there. And, you know, it's always fun with your friends on Saturday night. Thank you for being here. Thank you for telling your friends. And thanks for coming on back as often as you do. We're really grateful. And if you want a copy of those seven things that will stop school shootings overnight, those are things that every one of us can do. Townhall.com, midnight tonight. There's a 1,000-word article that they're going to be publishing, and you can get it. You can forward it to every. I want it actually emailed to every school superintendent, every school board, every member of every school board across the country, because none of these things require lawful gun owners to give up anything. All of these things make our schools much safer. All of these things make our schools almost impenetrable by someone that wants to carry out one of these shootings. And all of these things should be embraced easily by the anti-gun crowd. So there's no, this is a no-brainer. This is when we're talking about trying to find common ground where we can start saving children's lives now. Those seven things, there's no argument. So why are we doing them? Why wasn't there a metal detector at Douglas High School? There better be one in a couple of weeks. That's every school that takes their school seriously should consider those seven items, or adopting as many of them as they can overnight and getting the rest in the next year's budget and so forth. There's no need to continue this vulnerability in our schools. Israel has not had a school shooting in 20 years. They practice most of these, by the way. And that's one of the reasons why. All right. We are coming to you tonight from the Fruits and Veggies Studio, Balance of Nature Studio. Fruits and veggies are the things that kept me from getting the flu this winter when everybody else in northern New Jersey did, including one of my kids. Three of these fruits every single day. These are whole food. There's nothing in them. There's no vitamin, synthetics, anything like that. Just whole fruits and vegetables, dehydrated, ground up, put in little vegetable capsules. I take three of each every day. My immune system kept me all the way through. And when I felt like I had just that little tickle starting in the back of the throat, powered up to 20 of them. And I was, the next morning, I didn't feel another symptom. Haven't since, actually. And we've had a lot of flu breakout all around us. Friends, tonight, if you call Balance of Nature, they're going to see to it that you can get 2 months free. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Use these. They're easy to use. It is the equivalent of 10 servings of a salad made with 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's the basic dose. 2 months free when you call 800-246-8751 and use promo code KMC when you call. That's 800-246-8751. Tell them you were watching Kevin McCullough, listening to Kevin McCullough. Use promo code KMC when you call, and arm your immune system to fight off the bad guys as well. Nothing does it better than fruits and vegetables working with your body's chemistry. It's just as God created it from nature. It doesn't get any more real than that. Whole food, fruits and vegetables, 800-246-8751. All right, coming up, hour number two, Carol Markowitz is here in the Ladies' Lounge from the New York Post. And a little bit later on, Taylor James, the star of the movie Samson. Don't go away.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.